At Qianzhou Siang Hospital, these are the young survivors of Monday's devastating earthquake. Ade Mariam is here with two of her grandchildren. The family was trapped in the rubble of their home, but not all of them made it out.
My youngest grandchild died in her mother's arms. She was sleeping at the time and her mother was reciting the Quran. Her name was Mia. She was only 2 years old.
The children's mother is struggling through the physical and emotional pain. She's one of the patients being treated in this car park because the hospital has been damaged. At least 60 children have died at this hospital alone, according to doctors.
The majority brought in here are children. According to our notes, most of them suffer from head injuries and leg and hand fractures.
Search efforts continue through the affected area, a mountainous region of Indonesia's West Java that's prone to landslides. Police, rescue workers and volunteers are working together to clear roads blocked by landslides. This is the main one connecting Jakarta and Cianjur. Several bodies have already been recovered from this site. Ahmad last saw his wife, mother and daughter on this road, where the family operated a small coffee stall.
I keep coming back here, but since last night they haven't found them yet.
Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency says crews on the ground are trying their best to find all the missing people and to help thousands of displaced people, including those who have lost their homes and those too afraid to return to their villages.
We have had help from government, milk, medicines, rice and food. I don't know how long we'll stay here. I'm scared of the aftershocks.
Like many, her family is preparing to spend another night in the cold while they wait anxiously to hear when it will be safe to go home. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Cianjur, Indonesia.